Bezos Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Samech Aleph is a shayla that's been sitting in our cupboard collecting dust for 7 or 8 years. And now that we learned the Gemara, maybe we'll be able to address the shayla. And that is, my wife's grandfather, Rabbi First Olav HaShalom, was a rabbi in Astoria, New York, and Grandma First, may she be well, gave us some of the kosos that were part of the shul after 50 years of, if not more, of giving to their tzibur. The neighborhood had changed, and eventually the shul was disbanded. Rabbi First's commitment to his community is even expressed b'misaso. He's buried in the front of his entire tzibur in the same cemetery in Queens, not far from the community that he shepherded b'chayim, as well as even b'kfura, the tzibur there is buried together. Anyhow, after was disbanded, it could very well be after our grandfather's passing, many of the kosos in the shul were no longer being used. And Grandma gave us a couple of the kosos for our usage. I looked down at one of the kosos, and on the dish, the silver dish that holds the kos, there was the bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen written out, Baruch Atah, with Hashem Elokeinu, with the entire bracha written out entirely. What are we supposed to do with such a dish? Are we allowed to use it? Does it have to go into Geniza? So that Shaila has literally and figuratively been collecting dust for a while, and now I could share with the Daf Yomi learners our Daf's connection to it and a possible approach based on the Psak in Shulchan Aruch. Our Gemara was discussing the status of a Kamiya vis-a-vis the requirement of Geniza, and it quotes a Gemara in Erechin on Daf Vav Amud Aleph from Maseches Sofrim that says, Hayikotzel al yodos hakelim v'alkari emita, if the Shem Hashem is written on objects, then it requires Geniza. This is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, not only words that are written on paper. At the end of Simen Reish Ayin Vav, last Sif, Sif Yugimel, Klisha Yikotzel alav Shem, Kotzeitz Makom Hashem v'gonzo. One needs to cut off that area and put it into Geniza. The Pitzchei Tshuva discusses in Sif Katan Chafhei from the Tshuvas Panim Meiros and Chelik Beis Sof Simin Kuf Lamid Beis, a very similar type of case than to the one that is sitting in our cabinet. And he writes the following: B'davar shechakaku chervas karbranim al koso shel zechuchis, there was glasses that a certain group of people had engraved into the glass, the Psukim, that had also the Shem Havaye. There was a Rav that ushered it. V'aslam Rav Echelish Dos Bemkim Forsh B'Shulchan Aruch. Just like we say in Shulchan Aruch, it's prohibited to have Hana. V'hu Pilpel B'zeh. However, the Panim Meiros suggested the following Chiluk. Our Gemara says, Kosov Al Yados HaKelim. The Panim Meiros suggests that maybe specifically Yados, the handles where to write the Shem on the Yados, would be a Bizayim. However, if it's as well as Kare Amita. However, on the Kli itself, in an honorary way, in an honorable way, clearly, when someone was making the kos, they wanted to make it in an honorable way to put the bracha. So then in such a case, Panim Meiros suggests, Yesh lomar demutu lo shtamish bo, kiven da Hashem shelo b'mekomo eino mikadesh kol hakli, that the shame doesn't give kedusha to the entire kli. V'isr shimushu b'shvil b'zayin Hashem. And the reason why you're not allowed to use it, argues the Panim Meiros, is only a b'zayin of the shame. Aval heicha she'ena b'zayin Hashem, but where it doesn't serve as a b'zayin, mutar lishtamish bo, it will be permissible to use it. However, he points out, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch don't say, like out the Lashon Maseches Sofrim, Kosov al Yodos HaKelim. What is their Lashon different than our Lashon and our Gemara? Kli Shaya Kosov of Shem, Kotzeitz Mokom HaShem V'Gonzo. So therefore, it could very well be that the whole approach to say that it's dafka, the area of the bizayon, that would be problematic. But if it's not the bizayon, it would not be problematic, is debatable. It could be that Kedushas Hashem is not supposed to be used on a utensil and put on a utensil for eating. And the Panim Iros comes out l'chumra. V'helad the mikamakom ein l'hakalishtos b'kelim ha'anal. One should not drink from such kelim. V'daito note that lichroch ha'mokom k'sivas Hashem gimonio shel zav. If you put an added piece of metal or silk on top, it would be acceptable. It wouldn't be considered mechikas Hashem chas v'chalila, because he's not erasing it, but it would not be obvious to the other people, and then would not serve as bizayon Hashem. Hence it would seem that the dish that's the family heirloom would be problematic to use as is, vis-a-vis the Shem Hashem, in the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, and even the Panim Meiros, who suggests a Chiddush in our Gemara, ultimately, he points out that it doesn't only apply to Yodos HaKelim. As well, one could wonder if on the plate it would be more of a bezayon than if it would be engraved on the kos itself. Nevertheless, even if it's on the kos itself, the Panim Meiros comes out l'chumra. Our Shaila is even more directly related to the cases in our Gemara, because the poskim point out that our Gemara also answers another Shaila in Hilchos Geniza. What is the status of a bracha that does not have the Shem Hashem? In fact, in this case, the bracha that was written, a Borei Pri HaGafen, did not have the Shem Hashem written Yudke Vavke, but as in many cases, as written in many Sidurim, it was written with two Yuds. Two Yuds is not the Shem Hashem. In fact, one should know this halacha independently. In Reish Ayin Vav Sif Yud, there the Mechaber gives the lists of Shemos Hashem, and the Ramah concludes in Sif Yud, V'Hashem Shekosim B'Sidurin Shte Yudin, V'Achas Al Gabein Mutar L'Mochko Imhu L'Tzorach. There's no Isra Mechikas Hashem. Two Yuds are not considered the Shem Hashem. So maybe one could attack from a different angle and say, if there's a Shem Hashem, even the Panim Meiros is Machmir, like the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, Kli Shekos Al Hashem Kotez Mokom Hashem V'Gonzo, that requires Geniza. But over here, maybe one would argue that there is no Shem Hashem. Well, that would be incorrect in this case on two different levels. Number one, I don't remember, but even if it doesn't have the yud-yud, but it has the elo with the concluding part of kenu spelled out with the hey instead of the kuf, so in Shulchan Aruch Siftes, Elokim is considered, of course, as you know, one of the Shem Hashem, and the Sefer Mara Cohen, which is brought down in the Otzer Mefarshim on the Taz, Sif Katan Zayin, says the same applies to Elokeinu and Elokeichem as well, and therefore there would be a problem. That is number one. Number two, if it was not written as Elokeinu with a hey, but rather with a kuf, there still is another issue. And that's a psak in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Shabbos, which the Sefer Ginzei Kodesh on Perek Yud Ha'orach Haftes points out is relevant in terms of all brachos that are written. For example, in a classroom, if a teacher writes up a bracha, does that require geniza? Our Gemara expressly addresses that. Who could find it? Sam Chalif Amabez in our Gemara, four lines up. Hag brachos v'akamiyas. Brachos and kamiyas. What exactly are the brachos? So Rashi on our Gemara doesn't tell us what they are. However, on Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, Rashi does. And Rashi over there says that it means the brachos, a matbea brachos yatavu chachamim, kagon yud ches v'shar brachos. A bracha is by definition considered something that requires geniza. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Igros Moshe Yoredei Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Lamed Hei, that the nusach habracha is considered like all Torah Shebal Peh. Lachain im kosvu nusach habracha af beli shem Hashem ta'un geniza. So in such a case, it would need geniza. So even if there isn't shemos Hashem, nevertheless, from our sugya emerges a chidush lahalacha that is described beautifully in the Igros Moshe. All of the Mara Makomos are collected together on this part about the bracha in the Sefer Ginzei Kodesh, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Gimel, Ha'orach Chavtes. And this Be'ezer Hashem is the Halacha Lamaisa application of our sugyas. And we have a bottom line, and that is that if someone has engraved a bracha on a dish, it should not be used lechatchila. There is room to be matzdik based on the panim meiros, but at the end of the day, even the panim meiros ended up lechumra. And this, there are one of two suggestions, either to put everything in Gniza, or the panim meiros suggested to add a layer of silver and gold, and this would not be a bizayon Hashem. Not to chas v'chalila rub out the bracha, that might qualify as an isra mechikas Hashem, or in this case, mechikas Torah Shebiksav, Shabbal Peh, excuse me, as Rav Moshe Feinstein described the kedusha of brachas, that brachas have the status of Torah Shebiksav. And this Be'ezer Hashem is a fascinating application to the shayla that was collecting dust on Daf Samach Aleph, Amud Beis.